Welcome to my home here. You got to look good, to play good.
All right, y'all ready to play 60?
Yeah! Let's
go. That's good feet, good feet.
Go,
Jay! Am I Eli? Yes, I'm Eli.
Good job, good job.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Pop of the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The Giants return home on Sunday afternoon as they take on the Dallas Cowboys. We've got a big show lined up for you. We'll look back at Evan Engram's big game in Oakland last week. We'll take you back to 2007 and one of the defining moments in the Giants' win in Dallas in the postseason. But to get things started, let's turn things over to Madeline Burke and Brandon London.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Now, throughout the year, me and Madeline have taken you fans behind the scenes to get a look into these players' lives.
And they say dogs are a man's best friend.
Or a great teammate.
Or a great teammate. Mm-hmm. But Romeo Okwara, he's got the cutest little dog. We gotta take a look at this.
You ready? I don't know. I always wanted a French Bulldog because they're pretty cool dogs. They're a little weird. I think everyone knows that. Very playful. They get pretty relaxed and pretty chill at times. So I thought it'd be the perfect dog for an apartment, especially here.
Sit.
I named him Samo after an artist I like, Basquiat. And that was the street name he went by back in the day. Yeah, so he turned one on July 5th. Yeah, he's Brindle, because it looks like they have like brown stripes and it's a pretty unique color for dogs.
Roll over.
He does, he can sit. Lay down and roll over. It's not a lot in his arsenal, but he can do he can do a couple of things.
Samo, ready to go to the park?
The buildings around here, we have a group chat where we message each other whenever we want to take our dogs to the dog park. So every now and then I'll take him out there to play with the other dogs. So he has an Instagram account. He posts every now and then whenever he feels like it. He has his own little phone that he goes on. So he actually had a play there with Mark Jacobs' dogs. That was pretty funny. They follow each other, so they kind of DM'd each other and they were like, hey, want to meet up? And so I took him over there to Mark's office and he was running around with the two dogs over there. Sam was a pretty weird dog, a mind of his own. He does his own thing, does what he wants, doesn't do a lot of walking, gets tired really easily. Pretty lazy and very spoiled, which is probably my fault, but it's all right. But he flies around with me. He's small enough, so I can just bring him in the cabin. So he's really easy to take care of, and he's always great company. I live alone also, so it gets pretty lonely here. He keeps me company. I've always wanted a French Bulldog, so he's perfect.
Sammo.
I knew you were going to love that.
I was swooning over that piece. Oh, I kind of want to watch it again.
I'm going to follow that dog on social media. It looks like he gets way more likes than me.
Same. He's got a very active life out in the park with those little Instagrams. I'm into it. All right. Well, we got to know Romeo Okwara a little bit better with that piece. But let's take a look into the locker room and see how well this team knows another one of their teammates, Devon Kennard.
It's time for another edition of Know Your Giant, and it's presented to you by PNC Wealth Management. We have Devon Kennard here. How well do your teammates know you, my friend?
I know. We're going to see. I think they'll do all right, though.
What's his middle name?
Middle name?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't even know.
Steven.
Jay.
All right. It's Jay.
Jay. Okay.
So bring it up in conversation next time. Call him Jay.
Doesn't look like a Jay, but I'll take it.
Nickname?
DK.
Come on, guys. You got to get that one.
DK? DK.
DK.
College you attended? Hold on.
USC, fight on, baby.
And you have to do the fight on. College he attended?
USC.
And you have to do the USC signal. Can you do that?
The USC signal?
There you go. Fight on. Brothers and sisters?
One brother and one sister.
Two.
Three. One brother, one sister.
You are correct. Favorite food?
Ooh.
Mexican?
Soul food. I go soul food.
You like down south food?
Salmon.
Would you like a lifeline on that one?
Yeah.
Homemade mac and cheese.
It's homemade, and Kraft makes boxed version of this?
Mac and cheese?
Correct, sir. Who makes it?
My mama.
What's his most popular saying?
You're either getting better or you're getting worse.
It's pretty cliche. Every coach uses it. You're either getting
better or worse.
Ding, ding.
That's right. All right.
If you didn't play linebacker, what position would you play?
D end.
Fullback. Running back.
You play D end.
I mean, you said other than linebacker.
Touche.
Madeline, you went to a Pac-12 school, right?
ASU.
But fight on.
No.
DK,
yeah.
Fight on.
Yeah. You know, it's fair. We count it. It's a conference of champions, so we got to appreciate it. Solidarity there. All right, keep it right here. We've got more Giants Access Blue coming up after this.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Madeline, our first round draft pick, Evan Engram, is balling this year.
He's having quite the year. Not to mention last week in Oakland, he had his sixth receiving touchdown of the season, breaking a Giants franchise record for rookie tight ends. He's leading all rookies in receiving touchdowns this year. Dude's having quite the season. Let's take a closer look with Sights and Sounds from Week 13 in Oakland.
Smith in a shotgun set. Drops back to throw. Delivers one left. Caught along the left sideline and running out of tackles. And down the left sideline is Engram. Takes the snap. Back to throw. He looks left. Now he lobs one into the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. On the post. He hits Evan Engram, who took a big shot in the back of the end zone.
Hey, three. It's like put it in there.
Smith takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Throws the seam route. What a one-handed catch made by Engram with two defenders draped on him.
Yeah, that's one heck of a catch by the rookie there now. He's showing why they got him.
Just went up trying to make a play. It was crunch time. We were trying to drive, get a quick score. Gino threw a great ball. Just went up and made a play for the team.
Hey, Eazy-E, if I played fantasy, I would definitely have you on my team. So, Giants fans, make sure we vote this guy into the Pro Bowl, please.
I mean, he is having quite the year, yeah. Leading all rookies.
All.
Don't forget that word. All right, we had some great sights and sounds from that one. We've got some more sights and sounds. The Giants are playing the Cowboys this week. Rivalry we're pretty familiar with. And so we're going to take a look at some of the best moments in MetLife Stadium against the Cowboys, starting with the 2011 matchup. Giants clinched the NFC East title and would go on to win the Super Bowl that year.
Giants and Cowboys Sunday Night Football from an amped up MetLife Stadium. The winner tonight goes into sole possession of first place. I would think this game is one of those that you expect is going to go down to the wire. Manning's in a shotgun set. Takes the snap, they roll him left, he throws him left, Cruz has got it, down the left side, he goes, across midfield to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Victor Cruz, 74 yards. They're celebrating in the aisles at MetLife Stadium as the Giants are going to host the Falcons in the first ever playoff game in this building.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to NFL Kickoff 2012 and a celebration of the Giants' four Super Bowl championships. Please welcome your 2012 New York Football Giants.
Giants and Cowboys get set here at MetLife Stadium, and we are set for Sunday Night Football. First and 10 Giants at the Dallas 43. Rolls right, throws a deep ball down the right sideline. It's a jump ball. Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. That may be the greatest catch I've ever seen.
Number 39.
He was literally parallel to the ground when he pulled that in.
That is a difference maker, folks. MetLife Stadium, Giants and Dallas Cowboys. And we are tied up in 20 with 7:14 to go. Down to Harris at the goal line. He'll run it out to the 10. He's to the 15, cuts right to the 20. He's to the 30, breaks right to the 40. Dwight Harris across midfield. It's a foot race. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. The former Cowboy goes 101 yards to break the tie.
You go back to week one, the only loss the Cowboys suffered, which are these Giants.
These guys are hot. They cracked the code once. We'll see if they can do it again.
Second and 10. Manning back to throw. Zips one left. Odell's got it on the run. Breaks free across the 40. He's to the 30. Foot race 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. 61 yards. Third and 6 to the 28. Back to throw. He looks left. He throws left. He's got Dez who caught it and fumbled it. Jackrabbit cuts down in Dez's hands. The New York Giants have defeated Dallas for the second time this season.
Who am I?
That, I mean, it's a knockoff imitation, yeah, but you get what we're going with here. That catch was pretty epic. Yeah. There have been a lot of epic moments in there. I feel like we're going to have to work on that reenactment during this break.
Just get it going.
But while we're working on this, stay right there. We've got more Giants Access Blue coming up after this.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This is the 10-year anniversary of the Giants Super Bowl 42 championship season. It's time to take you back in the game, brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery and the Giants divisional playoff matchup in Big D. 10 years ago in their championship season of 2007, after losing to the Cowboys twice during the regular season, the underdog Giants would travel back to Dallas for the NFC divisional playoff game, the third meeting between the two teams. On the Giants' first drive of the game, Eli Manning would connect with Amani Toomer to give Big Blue the early lead.
Wide open Toomer at the Cowboy 40. Jets attack, look down the left sideline, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Amani Toomer, 52 yards.
But Dallas would storm back. A Tony Romo touchdown pass to Terrell Owens tied the game at 7. And Marion Barber gave the Cowboys the lead late in the second quarter.
To the goal line, touchdown.
But with less than a minute to play in the first half, Eli Manning would orchestrate the hurry-up offense, connecting with Amani Toomer again to tie the game.
Middle for Toomer, makes the catch, touchdown Amani Toomer.
A Nick Folk field goal gave the Cowboys a 3-point lead heading into the fourth quarter. But Eli Manning would once again lead a comeback drive, capped off by this Brandon Jacobs go-ahead score.
Hand off Jacobs. He runs right, plows to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants.
With the Cowboys threatening to take the lead on the final drive of the game, it would be up to the Giants' defense to finish off Dallas.
Here we go. 4th and 11 at the Giants' 23. 16 seconds to go. Back to throw. Has time to the end zone. Intercepted by the Giants. Intercepted by the Giants in the end zone.
What a play.
And the New York Giants have knocked off the number one seed in the NFC, and they win the ball game 21-17.
You know, there were so many great plays in that game as the Giants knocked off the number one seed, and one of the unsung heroes was a rookie named Aaron Ross. 10 years ago in the 2007 NFC Divisional Playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys, Giants cornerback Aaron Ross would make the ultimate sacrifice for his team.
It's one of those games that I'll never forget. Marion Barber, he was a beast at running back. And the first time I tackled him, I hit him low and dislocated my shoulder.
Yeah, there's an injured Giant.
Looks like Aaron Ross, is it? Throws his shoulder in there.
And it was just one of those moments where you feel like you can't come out, because if you come out, this might be your last snap of the year. Went to the back, asked medical staff to pop it back in, and ended up getting back in the game. And the first play I got back in the game, they ran a sweep outside to Marion Barber again.
Giants really need to get one of these stops here.
Another long drive put together by Dallas. Marion Barber tripped up by Ross, bad shoulder and all.
I had to make a decision for the team or myself, and just had to choose the team and got another tackle and popped my shoulder out again. But that was one of those great games.
So he made the play, but came sprinting over to the sideline in pain.
Gutsy young man here.
It's really fitting almost that game was in Dallas, considering Aaron Ross played his college football at the University of Texas. Well, on Sunday, when the Giants take on the Cowboys, the Giants are going to be wearing their Color Rush uniforms. Landon Collins with a little flavor. Back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Time for the Community Blitz with Emma Captain.
Thanks, Bob. We're here at PS 15 in New York City, where Dominique Rogers Cromartie is hosting a holiday dinner.
You want some gravy? Yes, sir. It's our fourth year coming out here to PS 15, and United Healthcare and Blessings in the Backpack giving me the opportunity to come out here and, man, be with the kids and just have fun and a lot of laughs, man. I'm always looking forward to it. I can sit right here. I appreciate the excitement that the kids have. You know, I come in here, it's always love.
I like you.
Yeah, see, I created my own.
He's just so committed to our school and wants to be here year after year. And the reason that we have this is because of Blessings in a Backpack, which is an important program that brings food to students who take home on the weekends. And that ensures that everyone has something healthy to eat on the weekends in case they don't already have it at home. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. It'd be good to know that it's good to you, so I definitely want to continue to support it as long as I can.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think we work hard as educators every day to, you know, really help them realize that they're special, they're talented, and regardless of what your circumstance is, you have the ability to push beyond that. And when they see someone like Dominique come here and spend his time and see them also as valuable, it just adds to that. It just really says, you know what? We can do this. We're not forgotten. We have people who care about us, and we can make it.
First and foremost, I just want to say thank you. Also the United Healthcare, man, for always allowing me to come out and be a part of this. Coming from an area that doesn't get the attention like that, you know, anytime that somebody of our standing could come in and just have fun with them, I think that's a blessing. So I always want to be a part of something like that. So it holds dear to me because when I was growing up, I wish I'd have had something like that. You're welcome, sir. All right.
Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. It has been one of the most tumultuous weeks in the history of the New York Giants with the firing of head coach Ben McAdoo and general manager Jerry Reese. But all that said, the Giants have four more games to play in their season. That's a quarter of an NFL season. And now the players, if they didn't know earlier, are on notice by ownership and management that you are playing for your future in the National Football League, not only with the New York Giants, but maybe elsewhere in the league. And it's incumbent upon the players to take a look in the mirror at their individual performances and figure out how they can get better. Yeah, coaching changes can help, and maybe it'll give the team a jolt. But right now, these players have to determine whether they want to be part of the solution or they're part of the problem, and if they want to help the Giants be a winning franchise in 2018, because everything right now is under a microscope, and they have a four-game audition beginning on Sunday against the Cowboys. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us. For Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. MetLife, navigating life together.